on the day of Pentecost, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, out of heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in different languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now, there were many devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, a crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each of them heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? How is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Persians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, visitors from Rome, but Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own native language, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." Amazed and perplexed, they asked, "What does this mean?" Others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." Then Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose. No, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. Indeed, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. 'In the last days it will be, God declares, that I shall pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. And even upon my slaves, both male and female, in those days I shall pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. I shall show portents in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. And then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved."